The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Man, I love that song. It just gets me pumped up. I'm really, really pumped up today to have so many guests in the studio talking about something very important, so stay tuned. My guests this morning, Pam and Keith Giles from Varis Health Partners, and they've got a couple guests with them this morning talking about veterans and healthcare. So definitely stay tuned. If you have questions this morning, you can always call or text the show, 437-1620. Mr. Giles, how you doing this morning?
Good. Sorry. Hey, I was really excited about this when I met the two people that are here, Dr. Rapesky, and I hope I said that right.
Yes,
sir. Okay. And then Jason over here, because I think I met you guys at the first place event.
Partners.
Yeah, First Place Partners over there at Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce, and you were the guest speaker, and I was like, whoa, these guys have to hear this. It is exciting. So I'm really excited about having them both here. There's two special things going on right now, and I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Rapesky, and she's going to start sharing what us veterans can look forward to. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right, and then Jason will take over, or you guys wash it out. April 6th, put that in your brain right now, April 6th, okay, and make it a point to get out in that time. So, doctor?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us today, and thank you to all the veterans listening for the service that they've done. It's a privilege to be here today with you. We're doing some great things. So the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System really spans from Biloxi all the way to Panama City Beach. But we've got a lot of excitement going on in the Pensacola area and Eglin area. We are expanding services there and adding more primary care doctors, mental health providers, specialists, really trying to bring care close to home to our veterans. We also do it with multiple ways. So we offer face-to-face care. Some of our veterans prefer virtual care, so they don't even need to leave their home. We can do that over the phone. And then we also do partner with the community because we know there's some things that we can't provide, and we want to make sure that our veterans get all the services that they need. So we use the community partners as well. But we are expanding services, and really exciting recent partnership that we did, partnering with Department of Defense. Back in October, we opened two VA-staffed operating rooms at the Naval Hospital Pensacola. That brought same-day surgery to our veterans in the Pensacola area for the first time ever.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was one of the things I was really stoked about, so that was good.
Well, and we're actually looking to expand that partnership as well. We're looking right now at how to open a 12-bed inpatient unit. So that would also bring inpatient care to our veterans in this area for the first time, and that's under development right now.
Awesome.
So, you know, one of the things we want to focus on is also building trust with our patients. You know, so it doesn't do us any good to have the care if patients don't trust us, and we're really proud that that is all improving as well. Our patients rating us as being responsive is going up. Our community living centers received 5 stars. Our employees are also rating us as a best place to work. That score has gone up significantly in the past year. So, you know, really trying to align both staff competencies, bringing more staff on board, patients trusting us, getting the health care how they need it, when they need it, and getting that closer to home for them.
That's important because, you know, when people come into our office that are veterans and talk about it, that's some of the stuff they talk about.
Absolutely.
Right, Pam?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we know that primary care is really the entryway. And so we've been focused on filling our primary care providers. We've added several in this year, and we still have a few more coming on board, really trying to make sure that we get patients engaged from the very beginning with primary care and that there's consistency there. So that's a key focus for us.
Yeah, there's all kinds of data on that. If your primary care doctor has control, you're going to... It's natural you're going to end up being better. I have got a direct primary care doctor right now that's always on my case. So I'm an Air Force guy. I'm a little bit stubborn, think I know everything. And, they keep me healthy. So,
well, yeah, I think about my own care, too. You know, having that connection to a primary care doc to always go back to makes a difference.
Yeah.
And then we also offer, how to connect with them. And again, trying to make it easy for our patients. So you can, of course, call, but we also have secure messaging where you can message directly, like an email to any member of your care team.
Nice.
That's the nurse scheduling or your primary care doctor. They'll get back to you usually same day, but definitely within 48 hours. And that way you don't even need to wait on a phone call back or have to make an appointment to come in. So we're really trying to adjust to meeting our patients' needs with where they are and how they want to receive their health care.
That's great.
If you have questions this morning, let us know, 437-1620. I've got Pam and Keith Giles from Verus Health Partners and their special guests, Dr. Rapaski, right?
Yes,
and,
sir.
And Jason Boatwright, who we'll be hearing from here in just a moment. Mark, April 6th on your calendars. We've got a special event coming up. We'll get into that here in a moment. But like I said, if you have any questions, we can get them answered right here on the air, 437-1620. Back to you, Keith.
Yeah, so... one of the things that that also really I was excited about was the expansion thing. So, people always come in and say, oh, I can't get my doctor for a while. So you've already answered that. You're bringing in new, more primary care doctors so that they can get into the facility. So, but you're also doing it, I mean, this is crazy, all the way from Biloxi to Panama City.
Absolutely.
This thing's happening.
Yeah, and particularly in this area, just to highlight, so I mentioned about the partnership with Department of Defense and opening the operating rooms, looking at inpatient care. We also have a 12,000 square foot expansion planned for our current Pensacola clinic, and that is going to essentially expand the space for primary care. So we'll be adding even more primary care teams. That'll help with access. We know this is a growing area, and so we want to meet the demands there. It'll be expanding our lab area for blood collections, our imaging. And then we are looking at about an 11,000 square foot expansion in Eglin, which I know is close by, also to add primary care space there, behavioral health as well for another growing area. And then two additional additions in the works and planning as planning for future clinics in both Crestview and Milton areas. We don't have the exact locations.
I'm from Milton.
I keep hearing about it.
I'm from Pace.
Lots of excitement.
I don't know about that guy.
But that's, again, about bringing care closer to where our patients live. That'll be primary care, behavioral health, lab, blood collection, and imaging that we can do all in those areas. So lots of great things on the expansion.
Our guest this morning, our special guest, Dr. Stephanie Rapaski from the VA. She's the Medical Center Director for the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. We actually have a caller on the line with a question. I believe you said name was John from Pensacola. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's me.
All right, John, what's your question for Dr. Rapaski today?
Hey, Dr. Rapaski. Me and Scarlett are here, the little one.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a little while, right? I have a question. What documents do we need to bring on April 6th for the event over there in the Pensacola Jack?
Well, first of all, John, it's great to hear your voice and hope Scarlett is doing well. Thanks for bringing up April 6th. So for everyone, please mark your calendars. On Saturday, April 6th from 8 to 12, we're going to be doing an outreach event at our Pensacola clinic, which is located at 790 Veterans Way. We will have staff there for enrollment in the healthcare. So if you have your DD-214, you'll definitely want to bring that. And then that'll be determining healthcare eligibility. But we're really excited because we're also going to have Veterans Benefits Administration there. They manage benefits for veterans other than healthcare, particularly filing claims for service connection for any condition that you think may be related to your military service. And so we're going to have representatives coming in and being on station to be able to meet with you. So again, that's going to be 8 to 12 on Saturday, April 6th at 790 Veterans Way at the VA Clinic. Best to bring your DD-214 if you have that. And we'll be highlighting services that we have available. Women's health is an area that we're really focused on because we know our female population is growing. We'll also have whole health available, our homeless program, suicide prevention, primary care, mental health care, and then our veterans benefits partners there to enroll people for filing claims.
Okay,
awesome.
John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling today. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please let us know. 437-1620.
Yeah. So I really like this April 6th thing going on because a lot of times we don't have time, but you have it on a Saturday, right? Which is nice. So there's no excuses not to show up.
We had done this once before back in August, and we did it during the week. I will tell you, we had a huge turnout, many more than we expected, which is great. That's what we want to have done. But we realized and got feedback that Saturdays would be better for some people so they didn't have to take off work. It also gave us more space to offer services because we don't have the normal clinic appointments going on. So we're able to bring more staff in to help with enrollment, eligibility, answering questions. We also have about 25 community partners that will be on site. Those are partners that we already work with and that help support services to veterans. And so we've really looked at how we ran the event last time, lessons learned from that, hearing feedback from our patients. And so this time we're going to do it Saturday on 8 to 12.
Good. My understanding is there's going to be some special guests there, senators or one of our senators or something. And
their offices will be there.
Yes,
Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Rick Scott, their staffers will be there. Mary Beth Barrows, Katie Doughty, Congressman Matt Gaetz's staffers will be there. Jim Bagby and Austin Berry, they'll be there to help any veterans that have a complexity in navigating the actual government process.
Good. That's another cool thing. So running through the scenario. If you're out there and filing claims or something, you decide you're going to file a claim, or it's like slow in claims, you're not getting through, that's where you need to be, right, this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to be there. And for all you supermen and superwomen out there that haven't signed up for the VA, do it this Saturday.
Mm. You know, one thing I always encourage people is even if you're not sure if you're going to use the services, get enrolled, determine your eligibility, be in the system. And one of the nice things is that VA is across the country. So even if you're going on vacation and you end up getting hurt or sick somewhere else in the country, you could go to the nearest VA there. And if you're already enrolled and in the system, then they'll be able to pull up your record and you'll be able to get treatment there even. So really that's the nice a nice added bonus with us being a national healthcare system that you can go anywhere in the country and we can connect your medical records. The other thing is if you do decide to use us, which I hope that you do, and you're receiving healthcare and let's say, for example, you're traveling and you've run out of a prescription or you have an issue, you could go to your closest VA. They would be able to pull up your prescription records and make that connection and have that good continuity of care. So we really encourage everyone to enroll at least, register, and that way, even if you don't plan on using it right now, you're already ready to go when you do choose to use it. But we hope that you would give us a chance to be a provider of choice to you.
See, that's great. I didn't even know that. I just learned that. Because I travel back and forth. Pam and I travel back and forth to Pensacola over there to Melbourne, Florida, and they have a clinic there. So That's nice to know. So if I went over to Biloxi, I'd be cool too?
Absolutely. Wow. So actually, the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System is Biloxi, Mobile, Pensacola, Eglin, and then Panama City Beach is all one healthcare system. So that's one record. But if you went to any other place or any other VA and you told them where you had received healthcare, they would be able to connect and pull that record up.
Nice.
We did have a text in here from Bruce. He says, absolutely correct. The August 2023 event was extremely well attended. I'm sure the April 6th event will be as well. Definitely get your texts and calls in before it's too late. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I've got Pam and Keith Giles from Verus Health Partners and their special guests, Dr. Stephanie Rapaski from the VA. She's the Medical Center Director for the Gulf Coast Veterans Health Care System. We also have Jason Boatwright, who's here to talk to us about this great event coming up on April 6th. Where is this event being held again?
It's going to be at the Pensacola Clinic at 790 Veterans Way.
790 Veterans Way. Mark it on your calendars. If you're off work, even if you have to take off work, if you're working on a Saturday, you need to get down there. This is important.
8 to 12.
8 to 12. All right, great.
Keith, we enrolled 80 people last time.
Nice.
80 veterans who have never set foot in the VA did not have health care. We enrolled that last August.
Wow.
That's great news. I mean, I don't know. Was it an Air Force guys?
When I was really talking to a lot of them, funny enough, I think a majority of them were probably over the age of 60. Didn't know what to do.
We experienced that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that happens to some of our veterans, especially the ones in the Vietnam era, is that, the VA does everything, it gives me everything, but if you don't sign up at 65, you end up in a penalty.
Well, and some people think that they have to be a certain age or served in certain years or that they have to be service-connected, and that's not true. There are, certain eligibility criteria, but the best thing to do is to apply. And then that way most people do. And like we said, the Veterans Benefits Administration is going to be there. And so you'll be able to also simultaneously file your claims for service connection. I know at the April 6th or the August event that we had done, they saw over 200 people filing claims and taking that. And that's a great thing to get started.
So we got people coming down from D.C.?
Not from DC, but for Veterans Benefits Administration.
Yeah. Where's that at?
We have 10 people coming from the Montgomery Field Office.
Oh, okay.
And then we have 10 people coming from the St. Petersburg Field Office.
Oh.
Montgomery's been pulling in some help because they were here last time and they didn't get to eat lunch. It was that crazy.
Oh.
And they only brought 5. So when I told them that we wanted to do this again and do it on a Saturday for people who can actually come, they're all like, well, we're gonna need help.
Yeah.
So they're pulling in help from everywhere that they can to make sure that everybody gets seen.
Wow. So two different offices sending a large number of people, again, to make sure that we're able to assist anybody who shows up who has questions. I also know at the last event, some people said, I'm not able to wait, I'm working, I'm just coming by. We took down their name and number and then followed up with them afterwards. So even if you can't come by that day, we'll certainly be able to assist you as well.
Good. So let me ask this question. I have a friend. I'm trying to get him to come over here, but he's in another county. Can somebody from another county come in?
Anybody from anywhere.
Because it's the VA connected, right?
Yes. So as long as you're a veteran, you want to apply, it really doesn't matter where you live. Even if you're, traveling through and you want to come by, we can help get you connected with your local VA. We can take your information. We can still do your eligibility and enrollment. And so it really does not matter where you live. If you're a veteran, we encourage you to come by 790 Veterans Way, Saturday, April 6th, 8 to 12.
So one last question. His name is Hank, and he's probably listening right now. He falls in that thing where it was a Mission Act when he was on Guam at the time. And he's been denied because of that. He wasn't boots on the ground in Vietnam. And I said, well, that's opened up for you. And he's a stubborn Army guy. Okay. So I was thinking, I'm going to go grab him and bring him over here.
Please do. So, eligibility is based on, for healthcare, is based on a number of factors. But the PACT Act recently opened up a number of additional medical conditions for which people can get service connected for. And so that's really important, is to also file your claims for, again, anything that you think may be related to your military service, getting information about that. We'll have people available to talk to you individually on that day as well and get information about what that might be. And again, then filing your claim. And if you're not currently eligible for health care, once you have a claim in, that may make you eligible then. So it's really important to do both.
I hope you're listening, Hank.
If you are, send us a text or give us a call, Hank, 437-1620. Had a couple texts come in here. And you may have just addressed this, I think. Is this all medical, or is there other issues like mental health, things like that?
So we will have mental health providers on station that day. The goal is not to actually see patients for appointments per se that day, but to give out information and answer questions and then get you scheduled for an appointment for healthcare. But it's also to enroll you if you're not currently enrolled, and then also for filing any benefits claims for service connection for any health conditions that you think might be related to your military. So a lot of information. Our providers will be there, and they'll be able to answer any questions for you as well.
Okay, another listener wanted to know, what do I need to bring to sign up? Any documents, anything they need to bring with them?
The most important thing to bring is your DD-214, okay, if you have that.
All right.
Yeah, we need the proof that they were in the service. We can take care of everything else.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So what we're talking about today is on April 6th, and you said 790 Veterans Way, right?
Yes, sir.
From 8 to 12, they're having this event to get everybody signed up with the VA. If you're having any questions, if you haven't signed up, if Keith's friend, he just didn't know and hasn't signed up yet. So definitely get down there. And if you have any questions and you can't make it down to the event, definitely call Varis Health Partners. Keith and Pam will definitely take care of you. Our guest this morning, Dr. Stephanie Rapaski from the VA. She's the Medical Center Director for the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. And Jason Boatwright. We haven't heard much from you, Jason, this morning.
I'm just here for moral support.
you're just here for the aesthetics. Pretty face.
He's putting the whole thing together.
He is.
Really our main coordinator
so
with
humble.
This.
All right. Somebody is texting in here. Saturday is the Navy Federal 5K at Seville, so might be a lot of people in town for that. So that could actually be really good. So
As soon as you're done with the 5K, just run over there.
Yeah, run down. Yeah, run down to 790 Veterans Way. So
well, and I will say, we know there's a lot of events this time of year, and so if you're not able to make it and you have questions for enrollment, if I could, you can always call for enrollment 1-877-222-8387. That's 1-877-222-8387. And that's if you have any enrollment questions, if you're not able to make it, or if you come and you have questions later, we'll be able to provide you numbers that day. But that's a national number you can call anytime as well.
Yeah.
Hey, doctor, if somebody doesn't have they lost their DD form 214, how do they do that?
So we can help you get that and apply for it to get another copy and work with you to do that.
All right, good.
It might take a little bit longer, but we'll assist in any way we can.
And definitely, you guys need to pack a lunch, because I think it's going to be very busy. That 5K run actually ends around 11, so they're going to be heading over there.
Excellent.
Yeah, so definitely get your sandwich eaten before probably 10 a.m. For lunch. if you have any more questions, we just have a couple minutes left, 437-1620. Any closing thoughts, suggestions?
Just please, if you haven't enrolled, please make sure that you do so. You never know unless you go through this process. And again, we're going to have many services available as well, including primary care, mental health, our whole health providers, homeless coordination, suicide prevention, our women's health coordinator. And so a lot of information that you can come on by. If we don't have it there and you have a question, we'll be able to take that down and get back with you as well.
And that phone number, again, if you have questions, you can't make it down there for the event on April 6th, that was 1-877-222-8387. For more details on that. And make it down there, 790 Veterans Way, 8 to 12 on April 6th. If you're running in the 5K, the Navy Federal 5K, run on down there afterwards for the after party,
So we have How much time we got left?
Got about, got 30 seconds, really.
All right. So our guest next month is going to be Dawn from Ochsner, and she's been one of our guests before. And there's some really good stuff that you can use. Think about a doctor getting it a same-day appointment or the next day. That's the kind of stuff I like. I'm very busy. So she's going to be there, and she's going to talk about Ochsner 65 plus. It works well with people on VA.
In the VA. All right. Well, looking forward to that. That'll be next up on the show on Pensacola Expert Panel. Stay tuned. I've got Malcolm Ballinger coming in for his weekly wrap-up.